it's back, and it's better than ever.
Well, yeah, I think it is, actually. Well,
it's getting better. That's what people are saying.
That's what I've heard.
It is the Summit Drive Time Podcast with your good friend, Bran.
And Jason.
It is so good to hear your voice. It is so good to see your face, but the people can't see your face, so it's just good to hear your voice.
Brando, let's tell them what we're doing today, because this is a little unique in that Drive Time is actually on the road.
There is driving going on.
I'm currently driving down Interstate 26 in North Carolina.
And we're going to get a lot of emails. You can send those to...
You think we're going to get emails because people are going to say concerned. It's not safe to do a podcast and drive at the same time.
We wanted to see how accurate this is. So we started at our first destination and trying to get back to Greenville from Asheville. In 22 minutes.
Well, that's not going to happen, and I'm not that unsafe. Both of us currently buckled up.
Yes.
Hand on the steering wheel.
Love it.
And
my hand's not on the steering wheel.
No, my hand's on the steering wheel, and even though there's a little storm, there's a little bit of rain, I feel very
safe.
You're
not helping our case.
No, it's very
Grayson
safe.
And Nate are in the back. Grayson and Nathan, say hi.
Hey, guys. Hello.
They were with us today when we made our trip to Asheville.
This is a monthly trip. To Asheville.
Some people may want to go, hey, why are you guys going to Asheville? Let us tell them.
We will get to that.
Okay.
But real quick, a couple of housekeeping things. One, rate, review, and share the podcast.
Absolutely.
We talk about this every week. If you have listened to both episodes and you haven't rated us and reviewed us on iTunes, how dare you?
Yeah. Why are you even listening?
Yeah. So please do that. That'd be wonderful. And share it. We said share it with one friend last week. I'm going to up it. Share it with... two friends.
Now, we understand for some of you, after you've done this, you are out of friends.
Yes.
Well, we won't ask any more of you.
We won't.
You've only got three.
Another thing that I wanted to ask people, are the words able and capable the same words? You can email us and let us know. And the last thing we wanted to do is, since we're driving, this was your idea. You want to share it with the people?
I think that we should have CB radio names.
Yes.
As we go down the road today, and it is how we will refer to each other the rest of the podcast.
Now, Grayson sent me a list of real trucking handles from around the country.
All right. Let's go.
I'll read them
and then I'll pick one.
And then you'll pick one.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to pick one for you. Okay. You're going to pick one for me.
And I will not read the inappropriate ones.
That's
good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Swamp Fox.
Okay.
Blue Knight. Road Roller. The Blue Waffle.
Okay.
Ratchet Jaw.
Okay.
The Nightcrawler.
Yep.
Telecaster.
I'm done. I got yours. You're the Nightcrawler.
Why?
Just because.
Well, and then in that case, you are the Blue Waffle.
The Blue Waffle?
Yeah. You love waffles.
Were you going to get to Smokey and the Bandit? Because I was really hoping
there
for Smokey.
There is Cycle Smoker.
No, I don't want to be
also
that.
Toe Jam.
Definitely don't want to be that.
So, we figured it out.
All right. I'm the Blue Waffle. You're the Nightcrawler.
And this is Summit Drive Time.
Drive Time on the road today.
Now, what we wanted to talk about today is partly the reason why we were in Asheville, which is monthly. There's a prayer gathering with all the different pastors from our district of the CNMA. And people might be listening to this and say, Jason, Bran, what in the world is the CNMA? And what we wanted to do today is talk a little about that and give you guys some information that maybe you were wondering and you just didn't know.
Well, and there's a great story that goes with all of this that I'm excited to share as I drive down the road today. So it's kind of like we're all in the car together. And
join us, won't you?
And Uncle Blue Waffle is going to share a story that has to do with the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
Yes.
That's what the CNMA stands for.
Correct.
Which is the denomination, really missions organization that we are affiliated with, that we're a part of.
Now, this is one of the first questions people ask us when they're just start visiting Summit.
That's right.
Are you guys non-denom?
Yeah.
Are you a part of some denomination?
Yeah.
And you get to explain that to them. So as somebody who gets to explain this a lot, talk a little about the Christian Missionary Alliance and why we are with them in that denomination.
Yeah, it really started as a missions organization way back in the day. A.B. Simpson, historical church figure that liked to hang out with the CNMA. Also, Tozer. You ever heard of that guy?
A.W.
Tozer.
Andrew CNMA. Wallace.
Yep. And then they have currently about 800 different church planting missionaries in 80 different countries around the world.
Awesome.
And so when we were starting Summit back in the day, 11 years ago,
right?
I spent some time talking to some different denominations and organizations as to who we would maybe like to partner with. Because when you're starting something new, when you're planting a church, I thought there was some wisdom in being affiliated with someone that would give some oversight and some encouragement and some accountability.
Right.
I mean, when Summit was first starting, we weren't affiliated with anybody. And then people are giving money to start a church plant, and people are showing up, and we're pastoring them and leading them. But obviously, at that time, since we were new, we didn't have elders or a leadership team or anything. And so to have someone like the CNMA come along and offer to give us some protection, oversight kind of stuff.
Yeah, above board.
Yeah, I was super thankful for that. Now, here's a little story, and it's this. Back in the 1970s, my mom and dad and my grandparents were actually a part of planting a CNMA church, Christian Missionary Alliance Church, in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Great.
This is also around the time frame that I was being born and brought into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was a kid, I went to a CMA church in Spartanburg. As a matter of fact, it was at that church that I became a follower of Jesus back in the day when I was young in elementary school. So I was super thankful for the CNMA. And then through the years, we left there. My mom was a kindergarten teacher at a local Christian school, which was tied to a church. And so as a part of teaching there, we needed to go to that church. And it was a great church.
Do the
math. So that's where we went. Yeah, yeah. So we went and we did that. All that to say, when it became time to plant Summit, I was talking with one of my buddies. And I said, hey, what groups out there are really excited and behind church planting? And he said, there's this group called the CNMA. Are you familiar with them? And I said, as a matter of fact, I am. And so he gave me the number of the church planting director for the CNMA in our district that you were just referencing, our district of the CNMA.
The SAD district.
The South Atlantic district,
right,
known as the SAD district, sadly
enough. We're very happy.
Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yep.
And so I called the church planting director and set up a meeting with him, and we began to talk about Summit, and we began to talk about church planting. And so he says to me, not knowing my story, because I didn't really get into my story, I just wanted to talk with him about church planting.
Right.
He says to me, they're based out of the home office is in Charlotte, but he said, there's this little church in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and it's only got like 5 or 6 families in it. And since you guys are just getting started with your church plant, would you be open to pastoring that church? What we'd like to do is kind of shut it down for a season, and then we're going to relaunch it, and you could pastor it. So I knew which church he was talking about. He was talking about the church that my parents and grandparents had been a part of starting back in the day.
Right.
I didn't even tell him that, though. I just said, hey, I would like to see the facility, knowing full well what the facility looked like, but also knowing that I had not been in that facility since I was probably 7 years old.
Right.
And so he said, yeah, sure, I'll meet you there. And so I went and I met him at the building, and I walked back into the church that I had not been in 23 years at that time, 24 years, and was able to see the church that my grandparents and mom and dad were a part of starting, which was really cool. And so while standing in the building, I said, Tom, you're not going to believe this, but my grandparents and mom and dad helped start this church a long, long time ago. And he said, seriously? I go, seriously. He said, well, what do you think about Summit Church starting right here? So I went back to kind of the core families that were already a part of Summit. There were only 5 or 6 of us families. We spent a little bit of time praying about it, but then we decided that that's actually where we weren't supposed to start, in Spartanburg, because obviously we cared about the geography where we already had relational connections.
Sure.
And where we'd been investing in people.
Yeah.
And that was in the Malden-Simpsonville area. That's where all of those families lived. And so, you know, when you're church planting and you walk away from a building and you walk away from finances, when none of that, you don't know where that's actually going to come from, but you say no to what's being offered to you just because you don't feel like that's where the Lord is leading you in the moment. That wasn't an easy thing to do, but it was definitely the right thing to do. So we went back to the CNMA and we said, no thanks. That was a super sweet and kind offer of you, very gracious. But we're going to start in the Malden-Simpsonville area. And so kind of God bless you is kind of how we left it. Well, 7 months later, fast forward 7 months later, I have the opportunity to run into the church planting guy again, Tom. And we start talking and he wants to know how things are going. And I said, the Lord's been super kind and gracious to us. He said, did you guys actually start in Simpsonville, Malden area? And I said, we did. And we're growing some, and the Lord's brought some people to be a part of Summit Church. And then he said, man, we should have planted in Simpsonville a long time ago, because this is a really booming area. And he said, since we last met, we sold the church in Spartanburg. We sold it to another church. And he said, the way that it works in the CNDMA is when we sell churches and properties, we take that money and we reinvest it into new church plants.
Which is awesome.
It was very nice of them. Very strategic on their part.
Yeah.
And he said, we are impressed with you guys and what you're doing, and so would you please have more conversations with us about being a part of the CNDMA? And as you guys continue to grow, when you need space and things like that, we want to be a part of helping with that. So that led to more conversations, and over a period of time, us actually becoming a CNDMA church, which was really great, great process. I love the CMA because they actually don't care about their denomination above anything and everything else. They actually care about the mission of God and what he's up to in the world and redeeming people more than anything else. I think that plays out in obviously how you see them structure themselves with, like I said a few moments ago, the 800 church planting missionaries in 80 different countries. Like, they really have a heart for spreading the gospel. And they really have a heart for the local church, you know, being a part of that. And so they're committed to planting them. So anyway, we became affiliated with the CNDMA. The building that we're currently in, this is kind of a cool part of the story for me. The building that we're currently in was Summit Malden. We were in a different business park for 2 years, and then we were going to move because we were kind of out of space. And so we found the space in Malden. And it was an empty warehouse. It's the space that's currently by Gravitopia there. And at that time, no other businesses were in that business park, in that part of the business park. And we were just looking at this empty shell of a building. And to build it out was going to cost $420,000 for it to be what it is today. And for us, as a new church, like, that might as well have been $4 million.
Right.
So obviously we got into negotiations with the people who own the business park, and the way that works, if you're going to sign a lease, obviously, is they're going to put a little bit of money into it because they're going to make that money back when you sign your lease, and so they were willing to do that. But we were still $120,000 short of what we needed to be able to move in, and the CNDMA came along just like they had said they would, and they wrote a check for $120,000 from the sale of the property of the church that my mom and dad and grandparents were a part of building. And when I say part of building, like, I mean hammer and nails, like, they helped build it.
Yeah.
Which was just a really cool full circle moment for me. Here's a church that my parents and grandparents were faithful to be a part of starting, and then a place where I came to know the Lord at a young age, which is super encouraging. And now here, all these years later, because of their faithfulness along with some other families and their obedience along with some other families, we were able to take the resources from that church plant and really be a part of getting Summit really going. Because once we moved into this facility that we're in now, obviously because of space, we were able to continue to grow some. And out of that, plant in Cherrydale, plant in Spartanburg, go back, and which was cool to go back to Spartanburg and be able to plant. And so, I don't know, I just think it's a really cool part of the story that the Lord in his kindness, through the generosity of the Christian Missionary Alliance, through the generosity of my mom and dad and grandparents years and years ago, to be able to get Summit started. And here we are now, like I said, 11 years in. And the cool part is the Christian Missionary Alliance is still a part of helping us plant churches. Mm-hmm. Lots of resources, still with some oversight and accountability and not feeling like you're out there by yourself. And I'm super thankful for that. Even though the Lord in his kindness has brought elders now and other pastors to be a part of our team, we're still a part of the CNDMA, and our team's kind of embraced the role. A lot of CMA churches are smaller in this area numerically, and a lot of them just have one pastor or maybe one full-time pastor and a part-time pastor on staff. And so our staff team has taken it upon themselves to be a part of these meetings every month and meet with these other pastors that are in our geography and to be able to pray for them and encourage them. So I love how our team has embraced that. And then in return, the CMA has continued to give us financial resources to plant. I mean, we just planted our fifth congregations this past year, Summit Greer, there in Greer, South Carolina. And all these years later, the CMA is still, like, financially a part of that with us. And I'm just super thankful for their generosity and how they live with their hands open, and thankful for the influence the Lord's given us within that denomination to continue to invest in other pastors and encourage them and stuff. So a real win-win in being a part of the CNMA. If you're curious about them. There's my story while I'm riding down the road.
That was really great, thanks. Jason. Thanks so much for sharing that story.
Yeah, with Uncle Blue. Was it Blue Waffle?
Yeah, Blue Waffle.
Thank you, Knight Rider. What was your name?
Knight.
It wasn't Knight Rider.
Nightcrawler. Thank you, Grayson. Now, one other thing that people might be wondering in regards to our relationship with the Christian and Missionary Alliance is, well, what kind of... I don't know, like, what do we do in response to their generosity? So they give us, they're super generous, but then there's also things like the Great Commission Fund, and there's different things like encouraging pastors and stuff.
Great question.
So what does it look like for us on our end of being in the Christian Missionary Alliance, so it's not just a one-sided
relationship? Yeah, you mentioned that Great Commission Fund. One of the things I love about the CNMA is they really do a fantastic job of supporting their missionaries, their church planters around the globe. So... some of you are familiar maybe through the years of how a lot of missionaries had to raise support to go overseas somewhere if that's where the Lord was calling them. As far as going to a lot of different churches and seeing what churches would pick them up financially. And now we have missionaries that we support financially every month because of the generosity of the folks around Summit Church. But we also give to the Great Commission Fund. And the Great Commission Fund is something that the CMA has that all local churches really pay into. As a part of their budget or even above and beyond what's a part of their budget. And that allows missionaries to go to the field. So let's say that Brandon Gray and Caitlin Gray and Grizzly wanted to be missionaries in, pick a country, where you want to go?
Uganda.
Then what they would do is they would just go through the application process with the Christian Missionary Alliance, with their corporate office, which is based out of nationally, is based out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And they know how much it actually costs for missionaries to be on the field there in Uganda. And so once you've gone through that application process, you go to Uganda. Because the money's there, because of the generosity of all these different churches that are paying into the Great Commission Fund, which sends missionaries. And so I'm super thankful for that kind of generosity amongst the churches here, particularly in the States, that are a part of sending the church planting missionaries in different places.
And another cool thing about some of their global missionaries is a big emphasis on missionaries who go and create jobs for other people in that area.
Yeah.
So they work with people in these different countries to help create jobs based on something that they're really good at.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a past job. Maybe they were business-minded. They go and they create business, but at the same time,
right.
They're investing with the gospel in those people's lives as well, which is
incredibly
really cool.
Strategic on their part, for
yes.
sure.
Wonderful. Another really interesting thing that they're doing is they have something called Envision, which is groups of people that are in different parts of the world that are being really intentional in that geography. The closest one to us, the Envision site, is right north of the Atlanta area, which surprisingly enough is an area they chose because it's the most concentrated group of refugees live in this little area. And so they put a group out there to kind of pour into those people and stuff like that. So they're doing a lot of really cool stuff that we get to be a part of and that you guys, as people that go to Summit, also get to be a part of thanks to your regular giving.
Yeah, and if you want to know more just about the Christian Missionary Alliance, what they're doing, maybe you have a heart for missions, maybe you have a heart, maybe you're thinking you want to go somewhere else in the world.
Maybe.
Go to their website, which you can find on our website, summitupstate.org. You can find out more information. In our belief section there, there's a link to the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and you can
correct.
Find out more there. Or you can just Google Christian and Missionary Alliance, and you can read a little bit more about them that way as well. But they're a great partner. I'm incredibly thankful for them. They've been very generous towards us. I pray that we also have been able to be very generous towards them. And when you think of partnership and ministry, that's what I think of when I think of the CNMA, like a true partnership. I'm incredibly thankful for that.
That's right. Well, Jason, we have about a minute left, which means I get to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Now, I know a lot about you.
Yeah, you do.
And I know the answer to this question.
Okay.
Would you ever skydive?
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you?
Well, so you've answered it in the asking of it.
Yeah, but a lot of people love that stuff. It's
they
weird.
Do. They live on the edge maybe a little bit more or have a death wish of some sort.
It's poor stewardship.
Now, here's the thing. Ironically, if you were to say which animal out in the animal world would you be interested in being, I would I would pick some sort of flying.
A bird?
A flying animal.
Yeah. Bald eagle.
Maybe. They are majestic.
They are neat.
They're majestic, and I also think of myself in that way.
Have you ever?
So,
you're those are two words I would use to describe you. Majestic
thank
and
you.
Neat.
Okay.
Not as in tidy, although you are, but just a real
neat guy.
A neat guy. You're
thanks.
A real neat.
Appreciate that. So I would. So interestingly enough, I like the idea of flying, and at the same time, I understand that the Lord has not given me wings. Now there's an invitation
really
to hide under His wings.
Amen.
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 But He hasn't given me wings. Therefore, I'm pretty much going to stick to having both feet planted firmly on the ground.
Okay. So you think since you don't have wings, skydiving is not for you?
That is correct. Now, I will get in a plane.
Yeah.
That plane does have wings.
That's right.
But why would I then jump out of the thing that I'm in that does have wings?
A parachute does not have wings.
Knowing that I don't have wings.
Right.
Well, your wings don't fall off from what I can gather. But your parachute, well, it could not open.
Right.
So, and then that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother time.
That's exactly right. And that gets us to the point of the show where it's over.
Yep.
Also known as the end.
And what we would like to remind all of you as you drive today, one, don't text. We saw a lot of that on the way to Asheville
today.
You
have a lot of thoughts on that.
It was incredibly discouraging to see the number of people on their phones thinking that they're better than most people in that they can text and drive at the same time. And let's be honest, they're not that great.
What about voice to text?
Voice texting, I'm a little bit okay with.
But you still have to read it.
Well, you don't read it. You can just send things.
No, I'm saying you have to read somebody's
If you're going
to
voice text it, you just send it out there. Maybe it picked it up right. Maybe it didn't pick it up right. But we want you to buckle up. We want you to click it or tick it. We want you to keep it at 10 and 2 unless you're holding a microphone and doing a podcast while riding down the road. Then just kind of keeping it at 12 is sufficient.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to voice text Grayson.
Okay.
And I'm going to read back what it says.
All right. Go ahead.
Grayson, you should listen to the Summit Drive Time podcast at summitupstate.org/podcast.
What did it say?
It said, Grayson, you should listen to the Summit Drive Time podcast at summitupstate.org/drive podcast.
So it got it right.
It got it right.
Yeah, technology.
Guys, have a great week. Nightcrawler and
Blue Waffle.
It's been a joy, and
over
we'll talk
and
to
Ten
you
four,
next
good
week.
Buddy.
10-4.